little bit closer. All I wanna know is, can you come a little closer?
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Brady Carlson, and we're listening to the new single from indie pop twins Tegan and Sarah. The song is called Closer, and it's off their forthcoming album Heartthrob, due out later this month. This is just one of a number of big releases set for the coming year. Here to take us through her most anticipated albums of 2013 is Melissa Locker. She's written for IFC, The Hairpin, and Television Without Pity, among other places. Her article, 11 Albums to Look Forward to in 2013, was published in Time Magazine Online. Melissa joins us via Skype. Melissa, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
11 Albums to Look Forward to. The criteria for the list, then, is just albums you'll be excited to know are coming out this year.
Exactly. I mean, there's every new year you have to think about what it is you're most excited about and just kind of go with it. And for me, these were some of the 11 albums I was, you know, most looking forward to.
And we should say this isn't just the only albums you're excited about this year. This is just the start, really.
No. And of course, as soon as I hit publish on the article, a bunch of new news came out, like that Vampire Weekend is actually putting out their new album this year. And 2013, maybe the year D'Angelo finally releases his much anticipated new album.
And I saw that you had My Bloody Valentine on there. Of course, we've heard they're going to they're putting out an album. We've heard that a number of times in the past. But I wanted to start with rap, because you have a number of rap artists on here. In particular, you're anticipating the new album from ASAP Rocky. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Sure. He's a New York rapper who comes out of the ASAP Mob. They've been putting out a lot of some of the most buzziest music around, and it seems like he's been around for a while because of his mixtapes, which came out a couple in 2011, but this will actually be his very first full-length album, and it gives the 24-year-old upstart he got a $3 million contract based on the strength of his mixtape, and this is the result of that.
All right, let's hear a little bit of a song from that 24-year-old upstart. This is Goldie off ASAP Rocky's 2013 album Long Live ASAP.
Party like a cowboy, old rock star. Everybody play the tough guy to pop ball.
Let's take it to the basis. You and them is the greatness. My Martin was the Mason. Rock my jealous with no laces. Chris now go by the cases. Wait, hold up, that was racist. I would prefer the aces. Ain't no different when you chase it. A 40 ounce to chase it. That's just an understatement. I'm early to the party, but my Rari is the latest. Somehow it seems girls in their late teens remind me of favorite jeans, cause they naked cause you famous. Like some motherfucker. These other rappers famous, so tell me what your name is. I'ma tell it to my
a lot of dancing in the studio, in the control room anyway, to ASAP Rocky there, the song Goldie. Another rapper on your list, Melissa, is Azealia Banks, and this is technically her debut album as well, even though she's been around for a while, and I guess there's some drama surrounding this release. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's always a lot of drama surrounding Azealia Banks, but lately she has been saying things like she wants to get out of the rap game. She calls the genre tacky and unladylike. And even more recently, she got into sort of a Twitter feud with another rapper named Angel Hayes. And the two of them have been duking it out on Twitter, which has been getting a lot of media attention. And a few incredible diss tracks have been coming out of that battle as well.
Well, I can't say that calling your own genre tacky is a great way to promote your new album, but here's a song from the new debut. The album is called Broke with Expensive Taste. The song is called BBD.
I'm just starting in the meadows. Holla, player, hello, all them dusty bitches, jello. I'm rising up with that ghetto. It's that time to get that bezel. Dining with that cello, freaky fine, a China fella. He pumping banana, yeah, let me get that. Let me get that. When they get that, oh, fine feminine with that, woo, dram, niggas get that deuce, ram, bam, lim, slip that loot, gam, champ, jiggy, jam on loop, damn, fam, what you mean?
Rapper Azealia Banks there with the song BBD. Let's switch gears now to rock. You have the band Fiddler on your list. Who are they and what makes them stand out in a genre that's chock full of bands?
Well, Fiddler's out of Los Angeles, and they're really sort of indicative of the in skate culture and sort of a, you know, very brash, youthful, kind of ballsy attitude. They're songs like Cheap Beer or the standout Gimme Something really just kind of show off a sunny pop vibe that's really up and coming in LA. And LA is a lot of what's happening in music right now. And I just thought Fiddler's new album is going to be fantastic.
I was reading that they would pick up some of their musical influences from watching skate videos. Here's a little bit of that song, Gimme Something, off their new, their upcoming release. Los Angeles band Fiddler with the song Gimme Something. We're talking about music to look forward to this coming year with entertainment writer Melissa Locker. She chose 11 highly anticipated albums of 2013 for her recent article in Time Magazine Online. We've talked about a number of lesser-known artists so far, but there are some very popular bands releasing albums in 2013 as well. Arcade Fire is set to put out some new music this year, so is Phoenix. Can you tell us what we might expect from either of them?
Well, the Arcade Fire album, people have been kind of, there have been a lot of rumors about it for a long time, particularly one that James Murphy of LCD Sound System is going to be producing it, and that has actually been confirmed. The band has also been playing a few new songs here and there, and like, it's not completely certain that the album's coming out this year, but all signs seem to be pointing in that direction. And the combination of James Murphy with Arcade Fire is something to get indie fans very excited. As for Phoenix, the band hasn't released much since they won Best Alternative Album at the 2010 Grammys, but their new album is apparently done and is going to come out this year, and no one is quite sure what is going to be on it or what it's going to sound like, because according to the president of the record label they're on, they are taking a complete 180 and are doing something very different with their pop sound. So who knows?
All right. Speaking of pop sound, here's another artist on the list, the singer Charlie XCX. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, she is a young kind of synth pop singer out of England. She's very kind of gothic, poppy, but really fun, really taps into that sound that they're calling dark wave, which is kind of a, well, I guess you would call it like gothic new wave, something kind of like The Cure meets Hot Chip. It's pretty exciting and fun to listen to.
It's got kind of a creepy vibe underneath it, too. This is the brand new single just released a few days ago exclusively on BBC One. It's called You Ha Ha Ha.
Yeah, we got a situation. Locked down and I'm trapped in the basement. I'm a victim of the basement because you're acting so nuts. They're trying to plot across your statement.
The dark wave sounds of Charlie XCX. The song is called You Ha Ha Ha. Melissa, all that music without even having mentioned the David Bowie single that dropped this week. Thanks so much for your recommendation.
You're welcome. I hope you get to hear some of the new albums.
Melissa Locker wrote the 11 albums to look forward to in 2013 for Time Magazine Online. You can see her full list on our Facebook page, along with some great music videos of the bands you heard today. That's Word of Mouth Radio.
Because we used to be the cool kids.